What's important for me is that Jimmy's there. Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy Knight!
I can use my voice to make hi-fi sound.
Far out.
Yes, well, if Dr. Doc Brown is paying attention, and I know Dr. Doc Brown is paying attention, he's right over there in the Golden Throne. Now, Doc, this is the first time since the pandemic hit that you're in studio with us.
Correct. I'm wearing a mask, as always.
Sounds pretty good there, Doc. Through your mask. All right. So, now, Doc, this is a long time coming here. If you're paying attention, you're probably going to guess correctly that we're listening to the twangy guitar of Dwayne Eddy.
Dwayne Eddy. Okay.
What do we like about Dwayne Eddy besides the guitar?
Besides the guitar, Dwayne Eddy is one of those individuals who has both a first and last name that could be a first name.
There we go.
Dwayne, the name Eddy. Dwayne Eddy. Probably sometimes when he was in class as a kid and they would announce the class roster, he might even have been called Eddy. Because people would get confused. Yeah. Is it Eddy, Dwayne?
Okay, so, right. So now, Doc, one of your missions here tonight is to keep us on track with all of the problems that people may have, those people who have two first names.
Right.
Right, and this show's a long time coming. This has been a long-running thing on Lost Discs Radio Show going way back to...
Oh, it has to be right... Like the second or third episode.
Maybe. Yeah, like 2001 when we first started the show.
Yeah.
And we were playing, we were playing Jack Scott.
Uh-huh.
And that's the first time that you brought it up. And ever since then, I can't get away with anything. If I even so much as mention a recording artist with two first names, Doc points it out and goes for it. He's been doing it all along. That's why you're here tonight, Doc. And unfortunately, we had to do this because... of the passing of poor Jack Scott. So we'll be dealing with that that we have not dealt with yet on the program tonight. And in the meanwhile, over on the auxiliary mic, we have a special guest tonight, and that's Junior.
Hey, radio show. What doing?
Yeah. A little sample from Junior over there. I'll tell you what, he's going to be over there on the auxiliary all night. And Chesty is in the studio, but she's giving up her auxiliary for Junior.
Quite right.
Shout out there, Chesty.
Good evening.
What?
Good evening.
All right, in the background there, folks. Okay, let's get the music rolling. Every artist tonight has two first names. Here we go tonight.
I was a train, I'm off to work again. I'm a hard, hard working man. Yes, I'm off to work again. Working hard, doing the best I can. To be on my job at night, don't waste no time. The work I do is a real hard grind. 12 o'clock, I take my break. I drink some coffee and I eat some cake. 1 o'clock, I'm on my job again. To do my work and help my fellow man. Back to work Monday night. Now the eagle flies on Friday.
I celebrate. I dine and dance with my gal Kate. Back to work Monday at night. I don't waste no time. The work I do is a real hard grind. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Try to achieve nothing at all times.
Well, if you're trying to achieve nothing, why do you put so much effort into achieving nothing?
We have nothing else to do.
Well, all right. right, well, all right. We live and love with all our might, well, all right, well, all right. Our lifetime love will be all
Lost its gravy, lost gravy, lost gravy, lost gravy, lost gravy, oh.
This whole idea sounds pretty half-baked.
No, it's not. It's completely baked.
All right, and now for our next contestant. What is your name, sir?
Jack Friedman.
Will you step a little closer to the microphone, please? Right, what's the name again?
Jack Friedman.
Thank you, Mr. Friedman. And where are you from?
From Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Well, welcome to Sense or Nonsense. Now, you have chosen for your category the sense of sound, right?
Yes.
Now, you know how we play. We're going to give you certain sounds to identify. And now, here is your first question. For $10, what is this sound? Now, listen carefully.
Okay, then suddenly that song just ends,
wow.
By the way. Yeah, Carmen Taylor.
Okay.
Right? Carmen Taylor, I can't see my notes.
Ooh, that's
here,
an
Doc.
Interesting one.
That there are going to be a few interesting two first namers here tonight, right?
So those are two androgynous first namers.
Wow. No, wait. Because that's funny you say that, because I was looking for the two first names when I was going through the playlist, Doc, and
yeah.
I was thinking, you've got your male
yep.
first names. Like
sure.
We kicked off that set with Wilbert Harrison doing Off to Work Again, right? Male.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, we have our male-female, we have our female-male, and then we have our female-female first names. And that's it. And I was thinking Carmen Taylor was an example of our female-female first namers.
Oh, no. I knew a guy named Carmen Solentano.
Right.
And
I've known guys named Taylor.
Yeah, and then there's Taylor Swift. And,
huh.
Right. And there's Carmen Electra. So there's, you see, this is nuances to this that we haven't even thought of. There's categories we haven't even thought of yet.
Okay. So
a double androgynous, that's another whole.
Pretty good.
Like, yeah.
Yes. You're right. I had not split those hairs, Doc.
Yeah, but.
Okay. Good. Well, no. That good. This is why I had to have you on for this show. And by the way, Carmen Taylor, that was my son on the Kama Sutra label circa 1966-ish. Before that, it was Buddy Holly. Now, come on, Buddy Holly. I'm thinking that's a male-female first namer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Buddy Holly with Well All Right. Not much of a hit for him, but one of my all-time... Chesty, that's me. One of me and Chesty's all-time favorite Buddy Holly songs on the Coral label circa 1958. Before that, on the Capitol label, yep. You called it. You all knew. Les Paul, right? The guitar and multi-recording track stylings of Les Paul there with Row Row Robinson, or Ra Ra Robinson. I'm not sure what the deal was with that. A B-side from Les Paul. And like I said, it was Wilbert Harrison on the Neptune label there with Off to Work Again. That's how it goes, man. Two first names. It all started back in the day.
Is Les short for Leslie?
Because Dr. Doc Brown smarted off what?
Is Les short for Leslie?
I do not know.
Okay.
We need to look up Les Paul's, you know, full birth name and find that out, maybe. I don't know. It's good. It's a good question. All right, so, yes, there are emails that have come in. We're not going to talk about them too much only because we're just so busy suddenly. We got heard in pre-show from a guy who says, I can't hear you. And that was Bill somebody. God, I should probably.
You gotta ask Bill if he can hear me or the other guy.
Huh? Yes, that other guy. Joe Stax is out there. He's going. He's got his gig. He's got tonight a little standing thing. He can't make it on the show for the foreseeable future, folks. That's problematic. But you got to do what you got to do. And he did email in, and he's tuned in.
Oh, good.
Right, and here comes. Oh, here's the guy. It's good old Bill Woods. And he's, he's listening. Go ahead. Doc, would you give him the email address?
Sure. That would be lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com and discs with a C.
Okay.
All
right.
Email in if you have two first.
Hey, right. Oh, you're not on a microphone, Chesty, so you can stop yelling.
Junior, tell him.
Yeah. Two first names. Sorry. If they have two first names, they should email us right now.
If they have two first names, email us right now.
All right.
Right? LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Okay, so, yeah, we got to get into Jack Scott. So Jack Scott, Doc, passed away back in December.
Yeah.
And this was not on my radar. I didn't hear any of the guys at Rockin' Radio talking about it. Maybe I must have missed something. Surely one of the guys played something and I just missed it. Right, so we pulled out, we got tons of 45s from Jack Scott, one of my all-time favorites, you know, Canadian guy, Detroit bound thereafter, and kind of a rockabilly gospel sound here, man. Oh, yeah. Well, it's right off the Carlton label tonight, folks. Lost Discs.
Going down to the River Jordan, gonna ask to save my soul. Going down to the River Jordan, gonna ask to save my soul. Gonna get down on my knees, and there I'm gonna freeze. Going down to the river to save my soul. Oh, well, Moses opened up the waters, and he let the people through. Well, now Moses opened up the waters, and he let the people through. It was a windy day, and the barrel of brown, when the waters come tumbling down, down to the river to save my soul. Well,
save my soul.
Now listen, Brother Henry, listen here to me. Forget about your Jezebel and come with me. We'll go down to the river, we'll get down on our knees. And ask the Lord to save our soul, save us in the peace.
We'll save my soul.
Well, now save
my soul, save my soul, save my soul, save my soul.
Down to the river, yeah. Save my soul, save
Okay. Abnormal in the classic sense of the word of abnormality. Why? Out of step. Yeah.
Come on in and join the fun.
Too bad you got mad at me. Now you see I'm gonna set you free. Your fault, not mine. Oh, I was on time, but you took it out on me. Oh, you've got such a temper, such a temper. It's an awful thing that you've got such a temper, such a temper. Look at the trouble you bring. Too bad you got mad at me. Now you see I'm gonna set you. Your fault, not mine. Oh, I was on time, but you took it out on me. Such a temper, such a temper. It's an awful thing that you've got such a temper, such a temper. Look at the trouble you bring. Too bad you got mad at me. Now you see I'm gonna set you free. Your fault, not mine. Oh, I was on time, but you took it out on.
Don't want all the listeners, just want you.
Get back. Get back. Get back to where you once belonged.
Don't you want a man who falls?
Ironically, though, this new sound, called the Liverpool sound, was actually the Beatles' own interpretation of American-type rock and roll. Although the Liverpool sound was important, there was still another sound that developed in this country that was actually just as important in the furthering of the rock and roll trend. The origin of this other form of rock music was first heard in an early hit such as this.
You know I can be found, hey, hey. Sitting home all alone, hey, hey. But if you can't come around, hey, hey. At least please tell the phone, hey, hey. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true,
ooh, a heart that's true.
Baby, if I made you mad,
hey, hey.
For something I might have said,
hey, hey.
Please let's forget the past,
hey, hey.
The future looks bright ahead,
hey, hey.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true,
ooh, a heart that's true.
I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't stop for thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true.
Ooh, a heart that's true.
Oh, why should we be apart?
So there she goes, right? Barbara Lynn, okay, on the Jamie label, we got Barbara Lynn there. Now there's a record, see, that peaked at number 93 on the Hot 100 charts back in the day, man. I'm thinking like that was a early, mid-60s effort. Let's see, before that, see, it was Doris Troy.
Okay.
Right, now this is interesting because this is on the Apple label, right? She's covering the Beatles' Get Back. It's a B-side of a song where the A-side, Jacob's Ladder, was written by George Harrison, Chesty.
Hey, there's another one.
And there's another one, exactly. I thought about that. So, all right, so and we all know Doris Troy because you all know this. She had one big hit. You know that song that goes, just one look.
Yeah.
That's Doris Troy. On the Apple label, though, that's kind of obscure, out of circa 1970. And before that, everyone's going to think it was Ricky Nelson, right? Because Ricky Nelson could fit this theme of two first names, Doc.
Yes.
Right? With Such a Temper. Such a Temper on the Glory label, but it was actually, the guy was Pete Allen, right? A little pop rockabilly guy named Pete Allen, a non-charting single for him from 1958 or so. Right in there. And yes, we kicked off the set with Jack Scott. Man, be careful. I when the show's over, I may just play like a whole hour's worth of Jack Scott. Off his first LP on the Carlton label, Save My Soul. Right, is what we're doing there. All right. Oh, by the way, Junior.
Yeah?
We got a sample in on the email. We have heard in from a person with two first names. And how could we not have known this, Chesty?
I don't know.
You said it.
Larry Will,
right? A.K.A. Cosmic Debris.
Two first names.
right, from your very own Lumpy Gravy radio show down in Mount Airy, Maryland, right? What else do you want? Okay, so right here in your own backyard, you got these two first namers. It's happening, folks. It's happening. If you got those first names, go ahead, Junior. Give him the email.
Wait.
He don't know it. Go ahead, Doc. Fill in for
All right. The email to this show is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Say it.
With a C?
You nailed it. All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Now, speaking of that kind of thing, Doc, this is very exciting. Kicking off the next set, one of your Zen Mind's favorite guys, because it kind of ties in with a scene from one of our favorite movies.
Oh.
I'm talking about a guy named John Fred.
Okay.
Right? Now, this is an early John Fred effort. It is not credited to being with the Playboy band, right? Because we all know Judy in Disguise.
Right.
With the contact lens.
Yes.
Right? And you got a big, and you have like a dance that you, a special.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Judy in Disguise twist dance you do. And it's inspired by who?
By Sylvester from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Right. Yes. It's, okay. Yeah, if you've ever seen it, you know.
If at any time.
Well, Dick Shawn,
yeah,
of course.
Dick Shawn.
A guy with two first names.
Was the actor, and that's how it ties in.
Right.
All right, well, stand by, folks. A little early John Fred action for you exclusively on Lost Disc.
Father, I have to know, is police brutality really a sin?
Only on Friday.
I'm guilty, Father.
For your penance, you will demonstrate bicycle safety at the Black Panther Convention in Mobile, Alabama.
Lost Disc Radio.
Yeah, we're different. We know.
It's a burning thing. Yes, it is. And it makes, you know, it makes a fiery rain. Mm-hmm.
girl, you know I'm bound, 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 bound by wild desire. That's what you do to me, girl, because I done fell. I fell into your ring of fire. You got me, baby. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. And oh, the flame went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. Your ring of fire. Listen, girl, I done fell, I done fell, I done fell, I done fell for you like a child, like a little bitty baby. But I, that doggone fire went wild, that thing went crazy. That ring of fire burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. Your ring of fire burns.
Well, if your hands start to clap, fingers start to popping and your feet start to moving around. And if you start to swing and sway when a band starts to play a real cool and way out sound. And if you get the can't help it and you can't sit down, you feel like you gotta move around.
Need a shot of rhythm and blues
with just a little rock and roll on the side, just for good measure.
Need a pair of dancing shoes.
With your lover by your side, then you know you're gonna have a lot of pleasure. Don't you worry about a thing. If you start to dance and sing, and chill bumps come up on you. And when that rhythm finally hits you, and the beat gets you too, well, here's the thing for you to do. By your side, then you know you're gonna have a lot of pleasure. Don't you worry about a thing. If you start to dance and sing, and chill bumps come up on you. And when that rhythm finally hits you, and the beat gets you too, well, here's the thing for you to do.
Get a shot of rhythm and blues
with just a little rock and roll on the side, just for good measure.
Get a pair of dancing shoes
with your lover by your side.
Doesn't that turn you on?
Hey, oh, hey! I wish that I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Now she shakes it like a jelly on a plate. And all the boys in the neighborhood, they know she does it. Yeah, honey, she does it good. Now my daddy wanted to know last night. Why all the boys treat a Kate as a right. I know that I'm late,
Come on, dear, it feels good. How about you over there? Want to shake it up a little bit? You know what we're going to talk about tonight, so you might as well loosen up, girls. Well, all right, if you don't want to shake it here, I'll tell you what to do. When you go home tonight, you stand in front of the mirror and you take your earrings, your makeup off and everything. Will you do me a little favor and go, would you do that? And you'll say, my God, that dirty broad is right. It really does feel good. Yes, if I could chimney like my sister Kate. Now she shakes it like a jelly on a plate. And all the boys in the neighborhood, they know she does it. Yeah, Daddy, she does it good. Now my daddy wanted to know last night why all the boys treated Katie so right. I know that I'm late, but I'll be up to date. If I could shimmy like my sister Kate, shimmy like my sister Kate, she's got big boo-boos. That's like knockers, honey, yeah, shimmy.
Yeah. The After Hours blue sound there of Rusty Warren.
Woo!
Right?
Bounce your boobies.
Bounce them. Get her on the microphone when she says that, Don.
Rusty Warren?
Get her on the microphone when she says that.
Bounce your boobies, girls. Bounce them.
Yeah. Woo! All right. Now, Chesty's a dirty old broad, too. What can you say?
Now, that's interesting. Rusty Warren. I mean, that's a female with two generally male names.
There, see?
Well, at least one.
We really could dissect this a lot farther than I realized.
Yeah.
Before that, now, look out. It was Arthur Alexander.
Okay.
Right? On the Dot label. Right? Shot of Rhythm and Blues. And by the way, we know the Beatles covered that back in their early days. Never, you know, recorded it properly. But, yeah, the Beatles were into him. They covered two Arthur Alexander songs. Right? They recorded Anna. But there was the Shot of Rhythm and Blues side, which was our one of our favorites. And before that, man, what about this cover of Ring of Fire from Ray Charles? Right? Can't get over it. Chesty is still taking a moment to be alone after that one, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
And so you never go wrong with Ray Charles on the ABC label. And that's late period. That's like 1970 Ray Charles. Okay, and before that, then, we kicked off the set with John Fred. Yes, it was on the Paula label, but no, he was not with the Playboy band. You notice that there were no horns in the background with that, Doc.
Right, that's where really gets people going.
Right, that, yeah. With the Judy in the sky.
Right.
Right, with the horn thing. That's just John Fred, you know, that was a B-side of, I don't know, probably around 1966-ish or so, right before he really tried to hit it with the Playboy guys, which he did, right? And, Doc, we were talking about Dick Shawn. Why were we talking about Dick Shawn again?
Because he does the dance from Judy in Disguise.
And, well, he does it. He does right. A dance in the movie.
Yes.
That you copy.
That I copy every time I hear Judy in Disguise.
There you go.
Yes.
Right.
And it just so happens the character in Mad World is Sylvester Marcus. Yet again, two first names. Right. Right. And at one point, Terry Thomas, the actor, is there with Milton Berle trying to go find Dick Shawn, who's playing Sylvester Marcus, and Spencer Tracy gets involved.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
All you right. You see?
All right, now I do see. Another email just suddenly came in, and we don't really have time to look at it, but let's just take a quick look and see who it might be. Oh, it's that guy Bill Woods again. And he says, what about Aretha Franklin?
Ooh.
Yep, did not think about Aretha Franklin in time tonight, but we do have an abnormally high number of female artists, musicians on the show tonight, just saying. Yeah, okay. So, all right, we're going into our last set here, gang, and it's going to be, I guess before we do, go ahead there, Junior Samples, give them the old email one more time for the folks.
LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com with a C.
Yeah, gotta spell that word discs with a C. He's right. But, all right, so on the last set, this is gonna be kind of fun. Doc, earlier in the show, we heard from Barbara Lynn. Now it's gonna be. be the jazz vocal stylings of
Without a Song,
Gloria Lynn. Exclusively tonight on Lost.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn, I would never, never see a plow. That field of corn, I would be deserted now. A man is born, but he ain't no good no how without a song. I've got my troubles and woes, sure as I know the Jordan will roll. But I'll get along as long as the song is strong in my soul.
Lost this radio.
But why must I listen to you?
Thank you.
dog?
Yes, sir.
What? Yes, sir. The hot dogs at our concession stand do rate an appreciative whistle.
What are you laughing about?
Meanwhile, back at the TV station, Sweet Polly Purebred, ace reporter, was giving the news.
Society forces so many responsibilities on you at such an early age that by the time that you should be ready to accept these responsibilities, you're so sick of them that you just become a bum. We'll be right back.
Yeah, there goes your trifecta, right? We've been doing a whole hour of artists with two first names. There is your guy with three first names. That was David Clayton Thomas.
Wow.
Yeah, whole new level, Doc, is right. Tell you what, man, before it was... And by the way, that was right off the LP, man. That's like out of his... right off his 1967 LP on the Decca label. Done Somebody Wrong from David Clayton Thomas. Now look, man, before that, it was Mabel John. Doc, it was Mabel John.
Mabel John, okay.
Right, on the Stax label. Turns out that's important because Mabel John was the first female artist that Berry Gordy signed to the Stax label. Right, that was the B-side, Wait You Dog.
Berry Gordy.
Circa 1966. There you go, Berry Gordy. Right, and before that, it was Mabel John. No. Hey, time travel. Before that, it was Brenda George. Brenda George on the Gator label. No, nothing about Brenda George. Nice obscurity there. I'm not trying to make you pay. From Brenda George. Kicked off the set there with Gloria Lynn, right, on the Everest label. A non-charting side for Gloria Lynn. Without a song. Right, circa 1964 on that one. Folks, you've been digging it. The two first names, super special summer spectacular special. You know, for rock and radio is really why they say come up with a theme for the summertime, man. And we picked this Dr. Doc Brown's theme that he's been running the whole 20 years we've been doing this damn show. Folks, get over to rockandradio.com for the RLT Archives Music Magazine. That's the boss man, Randy Tibbins. Also, you know, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, can be found over there. Right? Along with his mother from another... his brother. Oh, man. I gotta stop drinking beer during the show. I'm talking about his brother from another mother. Right? And that's Brian Phillips.
Oh.
Specifically the... see?
You can't have the S, though.
We're very strict about that. We do not accept the S at the end of the name.
No.
So, like, Keith Richards did not count for tonight.
Nope.
So, Brian Phillips, I'm sorry, you're one letter off. But he is electrophonic, and he does have hi-fi, bri-fi sound. Right? And by the way, so does Mark Brainerd with his deep album tracks. Folks, we got to get out of here. Good night, Junior. Good night, Doc.
Good night.
Good night, Chesty. And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.